इसी डॉक्टर से बैठे जिन्हें अपने नास्तिक कुनास के ब्रिटिश प्रोफेशन जेवलीज पासराना इंडिकेट कर शी वाज पेशेंट हिस्ट्री ऑफ क्रोन डिजीज फॉर 5 इयर्स एंड हिस्ट्री ऑफ एनीमिया शी सेड दैट शी वाज ट्रीटेड विद हिमेरा इन द पास्ट फॉर द सिंस 5 इयर्स बट शी स्टार्टेड हैविंग रिएक्शन विद हिमेरा सो हिमेरा वाज स्विच्ड टू द इन्फ्लेक्सिमैब व्हिच शी वाज टेकन अप अंटिल रिसेंटली until like January 2022 when she left her previous GI doctor and come and see us a second opinion. She's off infliximab for since January 2022 and she's currently on prednisone 20 milligram daily. She says she has been on prednisone on and off for all those 4 or 5 years. Her Crohn's symptoms include abdominal pain, diarrhea, anemia. She was admitted a few weeks ago where she was given steroids for the Crohn's flare. Suresh came back and given by the anesthesia with Dr. Raj Prashant. She said, well, let's see what's happening. She's going to be a procedure. 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 She's going and Crohn's disease for enteropathy of lung or parts of enteropathy and stenosis enter with mild gastritis bouts within her thyroid retrofusion in Tadua by stuff or carrier some scuba strain by digestion of a zero and small for a certain patient on the complication patient with no evidence of her GI cause of bleeding cause of anemia patient with turnaround care by jelly prior rectum scuba rectum and to some extent call the side strain call the preparation of the cecum to the tummy ileum the tummy ileum appear to be mild to moderate termi ileitis with ulceration noted. Past investigation diagnosis has become more or less consistent with the history of Crohn's disease. Let's go back to cecum coming on. Did not see evidence of any colitis or proctitis, but randomized were taken toward the colon and different jars, like right colon and different jars, transcolon different jar, descending sigma colon different jar, and rectum was sent different jar. Did not see evidence of any proctitis or colitis. Rectal pressure could not be completed because patient is cum, with the tight rectum. Coming out, I did not see internal hemorrhoid, external hemorrhoid, no interfacial noted. There was surgical move, which started no complication. Finding number one, gastrointestinal esophagus, number two, mild gastritis, number three, gastrointestinal rectum, number four, colonoscopy up to the cecum and tremor, number five, antiprepare, number six, tummy ileitis amounts of moderate in nature, number seven, no evidence of colitis or proctitis, no evidence of any anal fissures or any hemorrhoids or any fistulas or perianal, any abscess noted. Recognition, away from that biopsy, instead of because of positive helical breaks, probably the material for the spalling biopsy, and away for the tummy ileum biopsy, colon biopsy, rectal biopsy, and number four, we will continue the prednisone with 20 milligram daily. Patient needs to be when she returned back after these biopsies, I would recommend patient have a CT enterogram for evaluation of small intestine. I would also recommend patient to be restarted on infliximab and adjust her doses according to her need. That would include the periodic infliximab level in the blood. Patient also needs to have a CBC. If patient comes out to be iron deficiency anemia. Then CBC's iron studies, it comes out of iron deficiency anemia. They recommend patients to have iron supplementation with the vitamin C. We also recommend patients to have a fecal calprotectin. I'm also recommending patients to be referred to Dr. Marcus Mal. Dr. Marcus Malbor, M-U, Marcus, last name Malbor, M-U-E-H-L-B-A-U-E-R. Dr. Marcus Malbor, he is an IBD specialist at Gainesville. He's with Digestive Disease Associates of North Florida. His phone number is 352-331-8902, and his address is 6400 West Newbury Road, Suite 302, Gainesville, Florida, zip code 32605. The reason I'm recommending to be referred to him as an expert opinion because of she's a young patient with history of Crohn's disease for 5 years, has been treated with biological agents, initially with Humira, which was switched to infliximab. And also it looks like she has a steroid dependency. She's been given prednisone for the last 5 years on and off for a longer period of time. That's why I want to recommend patients that they have a listen to Dr. Malabar after all these biopsies and the CT enterogram, fecal calprotectin CDCR study. This was this discussion of referring to Dr. Malabar had been discussed with the patient before the start of the endoscopy or colonoscopy before we put a patient under sedation. She basically understands and agrees with my plan. They need to be on the soft diet and of dietitian and pure hydration and nutrition. Their procedure was March 26th around 22nd. They were March 26th around 22nd. Patient tolerance should come. No complication. Thanks.